Well, welcome to another edition of Native Connections Radio.
Hello, community. My name is Shannon Wilhite, and this is Eric Ruiz. And we are joining you today to talk about suicide prevention that we have taken from a great book called Hope Squad, written by Greg Hudnall. And Eric and I run a SAMHSA grant called Native Connections at the Behavioral Health Department at Kamaut Medical Center. We're going to just tell you a little bit about ourselves. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello, my name's Eric Ruiz. I'm a Kodiak tribal member. I live here in Hoopa, and I've been working in the suicide prevention field for the last 3.5 years, and I currently work now with Shannon at Kamau in the, under the Native Connections grant. So that's me.
Thank you. And I've been running that grant for about a year now, and we're in our second year. And this is the year that we really get to implement a lot of activities. And, of course, we're trying to change things around here as fast as we can in order to reach out to people, you know, in a different way because of the crisis. And the main focus is a youth and young adults. And the grant is a suicide and substance use prevention grant. So part of our efforts to prevent suicide, we're doing this radio series on the topic of suicide prevention. And each show, we're going to talk about one topic of suicide prevention. The shows are aired on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. And last week, we spoke about protective factors. This is our third show talking about suicide. This show's not live, and so we can't answer your questions live, but the Native Connection phone number is 707-599-5420, and you can leave a message or I will answer. And if you do leave a message, Eric or I can get back to you. And so suicide is prevalent in Indian country, and it hits mostly young males ages 19 to 35. And over the U.S., it claims about one person every 12 minutes. So there's a lot of deaths that happen, but it's just not something that we're talking about. And that's why we're trying to address it here. And we want to reach out to the community so that we can all learn how to talk openly about it. We want to try to normalize the discussion so that it doesn't have to be a hard discussion. We want to make it so that we all can feel comfortable talking about suicide. So like I said, this is our third show, and last week was on protective factors. And if you don't get to hear this whole show or you want to re-listen to it after you hear it now, you can find it in the audio recording on the KIDE webpage. And it's KIDEFM.org.
We are afraid to talk about suicide. It's difficult for many people to talk about it. There's an innate fear that if we talk about it, we will give someone the idea to die by suicide. So please do not be afraid to talk to your children about suicide. It will not put the idea in their head. There is no research to show a correlation between talking about suicide and causing a suicide. In fact, research indicates that talking openly and responsibly about suicide lets a potential suicidal person know they don't have to be alone. Most people are relieved to finally be able to talk honestly about their feelings, and this alone can reduce the risk of an attempt. In most cases, someone who is very depressed may already have thought about it. Asking them won't give them the idea, so don't be afraid to ask them. Talking one-on-one with your child when he or she is in a good mood is most effective. Don't do it when you're both angry or one of you is angry. It won't work. Instead, find time when you can meet alone with your child. While bringing up and discussing the subject, I suggest using the I message as much as possible. The I message is a method of sharing your feelings without shaming or blaming the other person. Its use is a way to express your own needs, expectations, problems, feelings, or concerns to your children in a respectful way that does not attack them. For example, you can say, I noticed tonight while you're eating that you were curt to your sister or short with your sister. That seems different than you usually interact with her. Are you okay? That's important to listen. Then it's important to listen to what your child says. Try your best not to interrupt or give judgment. It's important for your child to know that you are really listening and not just trying to fix or judge him or her.
Here's a real story from the author. He did a live radio show about suicide, and at the end he asked the parent to talk to their kids about their concerns surrounding their behavior, if they saw reactions that weren't normal, and especially their fears about the child thinking of suicide. He asked them to just reach out and talk to their children. And the next day he received a phone call from a father who asked to meet with him. And he said at the meeting, he said that his wife had heard, he and his wife had heard the author's interview. And when it finished, they looked at each other and they said that they thought they needed to talk to their son. So he went on to say that his son was a very talented football player and he was injured in the state playoffs. And he and his wife were very worried about this. They knew that it had affected him and his ability to play college ball. So his wife asked him to meet with their son right away. And so the father knocked on his son's door and he let his father in. He walked over and sat on his bed, and they visited for a little while. His son said, Dad, what do you want? You never come in here like this unless you want something. What's up? The father then shared with him the interview of the author that they had just watched and told his son, Your mom and I are worried about you ever since you hurt yourself. We're afraid that it's been so painful physically and even more emotionally that maybe you've thought about hurting yourself. So, son, I'm a little nervous asking you this, but Dr. Hudnall told us we need to have the courage to ask. So have you thought of hurting yourself? Have you thought about suicide? His son replied, Dad, there's no doubt that this stupid injury has been very painful. And yes, I'm afraid of not being able to play again. But while I'm currently depressed, I'm not suicidal. They hugged, I'm sure feeling very relieved. And his son said, But Dad, I am worried about two of my teammates. I think they are so depressed that they are thinking of killing themselves, and I'm not sure what to do. The father and son talked for over an hour, and the father said it was one of the best conversations he had with his son in a long time. The father was also able to reach out to the parents of the two friends, and they promised to get help for their sons. This act of asking a most difficult question no doubt brought the father and son closer, and I'll bet that in the future, if the son does end up struggling, he will feel safe enough to come back and talk to his father about it. That's what we want to have happen. Families can learn to talk about everything, even such a hard topic such as suicide. Eric, can you explain again how to talk to your child?
Certainly. If you have concerns about your child or young person you're working with, don't be afraid to ask if they have been thinking about hurting themselves. It's okay to ask, are you thinking about taking your life by suicide? If you're uncomfortable talking with your child, find someone who can, maybe a grandparent, a friend, a relative, clergy member, or a professional. But please, if you have any concern whatsoever, reach out and get help and do it now.
Thank you, Eric. It's so important to get the courage to ask the question specifically, are you thinking of killing yourself or are you thinking about suicide? It takes a lot of courage to say these words, so maybe practicing saying them out loud now so that in the future, if someone does reach out to you for help, you will be able to ask them. Here are some resources for professional help. Grab a pen and write these down. Kamau Medical Center Behavioral Health has great counselors available to talk, and you can make an appointment at 625-4261 extension 0405.
And the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. And the National Crisis Text Line is text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741741. And the Two Feathers Crisis Line is 707-382-0629. And that's 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And the Humboldt County Crisis Line is 707-445-7715. And the Strong Hearts Native Helpline is 1-844-762-8483. So thank you and be well.
All right, thank you.